Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pushing Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal as he ends another Middle East visit. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The deal would free hostages and pause the nearly 7 months of Gaza fighting.
No delays, no excuses. The time is now.
In Tel Aviv, Blinken told Israel ceremonial president Hamas will be to blame if the deal does not happen. The talks appear serious, but there are big differences on a key issue. Hamas wants the Israeli offensive to end if all hostages are freed. Israel's only offering a pause. After a meeting today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says he made clear to Blinken Israel will carry out a military operation in Rafah, which it calls Hamas's last major stronghold. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Treasury and State Department have imposed new sanctions Wednesday on hundreds of firms and people tied to Russia's weapons development program. More than a dozen Chinese firms accused of helping Russia find workarounds to sanctions and individuals tied to the death of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. The sanctions target Russia's military-industrial base, chemical weapons programs, and people and firms in third countries that help Russia acquire weapons components. Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly railed against rounds of U.S. and Western sanctions, claiming last year they're, quote, illegitimate sanctions on his country. A humanitarian crisis is worsening in northeastern Mali, where armed groups linked to Islamic State have besieged towns, leaving residents, including some 80,000 children, vulnerable to disease and malnutrition. The town of Manaka in northeastern Mali has been under siege for 4 months, driving up prices of food. Residents in aid groups say other essential goods, like medication, are increasingly hard to find. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Trump returns to the campaign facing a warning of jail time if he violates a trial gag order. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Donald Trump using a day off from court to rally voters in Wisconsin and Michigan, which are among a handful of battleground states expected to decide the election. The Republican frontrunner's remarks will be closely watched after he received a $9,000 fine for making public statements about people connected to his hush money trial in New York. Trump insisting it's free speech and speaking yesterday after court.
This is a corrupt system we're in, and I think the people are understanding it.
Trump is back in court tomorrow for the trial where the judge will weigh other alleged gag order violations. He's charged with falsifying business records to pay hush money to silence women before the 2016 election. He denies this and says they were correctly marked as legal expenses. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. military plans to return to Chad within a month for talks about revising an agreement that allows it to keep troops based there. The commander of U.S. Africa Command made the comments to reporters in Ghana on Wednesday. The U.S. said last month it was pulling most of its contingent of about 100 troops from Chad after the government questioned the legality of their operations there. This followed Niger's decision to order all U.S. troops out of the country. That dealt a blow to U.S. military operations in the Sahel. United Methodists repeal a long-standing ban on LGBTQ plus clergy. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Delegates from the United Methodist Church voted 692-51 to remove a rule forbidding, quote, self-avowed practicing homosexuals, unquote, from being ordained or appointed as ministers. The change doesn't mandate or even explicitly affirm LGBTQ clergy, but it means the church no longer forbids them. It's possible that the change will mainly apply to U.S. churches, since United Methodist bodies in other countries have the right to impose the rules for their own regions. The measure takes effect immediately upon the conclusion of the General Conference, scheduled for May 3rd. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Poland's chief rabbi says that Warsaw's main synagogue was attacked with firebombs during the night by an unknown perpetrator, but sustained minimal damage and nobody was hurt. Poland's political leaders strongly denounced the arson attack. Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, wrote on X that he condemned, quote, the shameful attack. Foreign Minister Radek Sikorski noted that the incident fell on the 20th anniversary of Poland joining the European Union, along with 9 other countries. Most of the new EU members were countries that had been under the Soviet sphere of influence for decades. He suggested it could be a Russian operation. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.